This is Tip TV Top Trader with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mir. And with us in the studio is Andy Demme from London Trading Group. So, Andy, the greenback, it's after its rally. It's slowing down slightly now. What are you seeing in markets?
My personal view, I mean, I've been talking about the dollar being a top for a while now. I think we have topped. I definitely don't think we're going to go much higher. If you look at the long-term time frame as well, I'm very much a technical trader, and I'm looking at that as being at right at the top of resistance, and it kind of matches up with what I'm seeing fundamentally as well.
Well, the euro is actually up today, moving over to Europe, of course, and that's quite surprising considering the referendum in Italy coming at the weekend. What do you make of this?
I think largely today's euro move, I mean, it was a gap. I think it's a dollar move. Of course, we've got Draghi speaking, but I think right now that's a dollar move, and I'm looking at the euro kind of going up from here.
Okay. So tell me about the London Trading Group and this academy you're running.
Yeah, sure. So the academy really was born from my passion to help others. I've been a professional trader now for about 13 years. And about 18 months ago, we decided to set something up which will basically support students in developing their skills in trading and then perhaps going on to become professional traders or trading on the side of their current jobs.
Isn't it one of those things that is just knowing what retail investors and traders are like, it's a really difficult job because they tend to, and having been a broker, they tend to listen to you when you're wrong and ignore you when you're right. And again, I mean, as we all know, I mean, I don't know, two out of ten traders actually last the course or stay in the game. It's a really difficult area. How do you help people?
Yep, I agree with that. And, you know, what we looked at is like the current models that are out there and why they don't work. And generally speaking, it's because people don't have accountability. People need accountability. The other thing is your mindset. So people are generally greedy. They're fearful when they trade. So what we try and do is support them there. We have an in-house psychologist that works with them, so you can literally pick up the phone. So if you've had a bad day, you know, you can speak to Tom and he will basically support you and walk you through it. And it sounds funny, but, you know, sometimes
it's just... psychiatrists be even better, though, probably.
Yeah, if you've watched... I've watched that film, Billions? Billions? Yeah, it's like one of those, but not as good looking.
So, I mean, this is serious. This is, you know, you're approaching it seriously. You're somebody who's actually in the game yourself, so you're not just an armchair, former... some sort of motivator type person. There's none of that sort of stuff going on.
There's none of that.
You know, or it's not a lifestyle thing either. You're not promising people, you know, that they can sort of live in the Bahamas after like a couple of weeks of trading.
No.
So it's quite gritty and, you know, real.
It is. I mean, I run a trading room every morning, so I'm running that so they can see what I'm doing every day. You know, I'd probably sell a lot more courses if I actually did tell them that they'd get a Ferrari at the end of the course. But, you know, we're very much real. We want to be different. We want to actually help people. And, you know, we understand that not everyone's going to be successful. But we know that if we give them all the tools, then we believe that we can help them become successful.
And how is strategy changing in this uncertain environment? It must be far more difficult now.
Strategy?
Yeah.
I've in terms of like how I trade, it hasn't really changed much. Of course, you need to look at the volatility in the markets and you have to adapt. That's what we teach people. But in terms of actually what I've been doing for the last sort of decade, it's not too dissimilar because I'm very much a technical trader. Yes, there's a lot of noise in the markets, but that's always been there historically, so that won't change.
And what's exciting you in the markets at the moment?
Well, nothing excites me because I'm a robotic trader. But no, I mean, like, you know, I think like, you know, I like the summer. I like the summer to finish because the markets are generally quiet. I'm very much a momentum trader. I like to take advantage of when the markets are moving, like everybody does. So the markets right now are perfect in terms of like what I'm expecting. I'm expecting some big move from the dollar. Even the commodities, I think gold will start to sort of push higher now.
And what are you watching, Zach?
Well, it's intriguing that we're getting into the, let's say, the Christmas season, but in fact, the markets are probably as busy as they're going to be very, very busy over the next couple of weeks before we finally fizzle out. The other thing to remember is as well that this when people sort of start dialing out, especially the stock market, they start getting out, you know, like finish for the year. But Christmas is actually the best time to make money on the stock market, being long of the FTSE or the Dow. I'm sure you know that yourself,
yeah,
over the years. But nobody's trading from the 15th of December. Nobody's trading, and that's the you know, if you just bought one position and kept it till New Year's Eve, most years you'd make more money then than the whole year.
That's right, yeah.
So, I mean, are there tricks of the trade that you give to people? I mean, that you tell people, that sort of the simple things?
Yeah, I mean, so for example, like, you know, we studied like past elections to give you an idea, that just little things like that. So we found that, you know, at the end of an 8-year term, pretty standard, you know, you get...
The dollar rises a lot initially?
Initially, and then it falls for the next at least year and a half. So... You know, things like that, and the S&P 500, the same type of.
I've got to ask you, I mean, because I noticed it with the Brexit and Trump, that it was after seeing the Brexit, the rise and then the fall and then the rise of the markets, the Trump situation was the same. That there was a surprise result, the market collapsed, and then it was a buying opportunity. Did people take advantage of having had the dry run in June to make money out of Trump in November?
In terms of my students, I mean, yeah, we ran a live room during that time. If I'm honest with you, I didn't take a position. I decided it was way too sort of unpredictable at that time. And the other thing is I did expect, even though historically you do get the rally, I thought the Trump win would have a much bigger effect on the dollar than it did. So I prefer to stay out of that market. So I didn't make any money, I didn't lose any money, but... You know, that's the way it goes.
Good. Andy, thank you. Andy Demi there from the London Trading Group. So coming up, the OPEC meeting outlook.